Take me to the King.
Truth is. Hello, and welcome to Ministry of Encouragement. I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott, and I am coming to you live from KingScottRadio.com. We are broadcasting live today from our studio in the beautiful mountains of West Virginia, Ridgely, West Virginia, to be exact. We welcome you today. We have a word for you, and we pray that your eyes are open and that your ears are open to receive.
Come. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
This is Pastor Carrie D. Scott, and it is time for the Word. Anybody out there ready for the Word today? I know that I am. I know that God has put a Word in my heart, and I am ready to give the Word out to you today. Amen, amen, amen. We praise God for His Word. Without His Word, which is life-giving and life-changing, where would we be? But we know we've got the Word, so we know we've got something that we are required to have that's going to get us through. Amen, amen, amen. Today, the word that God has put on my heart is called forgiveness. That's a word that's very familiar to all of us. Not always so easily done, but it is a word that we know we need to be familiar with, and a word that we know we need to be so familiar with that we're able to move into that. Today, don't be a hater, as my subtitle. Out of the scripture of Luke, the 6th chapter, the 27th through 28th, verse. I say to you who hear me and pay attention to my words, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. We all need a heart that forgives and a heart that is full of love. We need a heart that is Christ-like. And that means that it's a heart that is of compassion, just like the Lord's. We need a heart today in this world that overcomes evil with goodness and love, never holding a grudge. Men can't offend us. We need a heart that overcomes evil with goodness and love. Love like Him who is Christ, and we are to be like Him, Christ. Remember that those that are closest to us are the ones that sometimes can hurt us the most and can get us out of that place, that rightful place that we know we need to be in with God. The ones that we've known the longest amount of time, the ones that seem to have hurt you the most, we still need to know that those people are those that we need to love, even regardless of what they've said or done. We need a heart that forgives today, that even when the pain is so deep and it's a pain that you've never ever shared with anyone, you've never spoken of it before. My brothers and my sisters, it is important that we not hold a grudge or hold it against them. Yes, this is a word today for the body of Christ. It's a word that we need to take hold of in 2022 and take it into eternity. It is so important that we not hold a grudge or hold it against someone, because when we hold a grudge against someone and hold someone in that place where they've hurt us, it hurts us. Not so much the other person, but it is something that hurts us. So today, my brothers and sisters, we need to know that we need a heart that knows that we need to let someone just come in and just occupy out of a place of love that we have. Because I want to tell you this, when we hold a grudge, It's like letting someone live rent-free in our heart and mind. We don't want that. Amen. Who wants to be able to live? We know we can't live rent-free. So we know that we don't want to give anybody that power in our lives or within us to live rent-free in our hearts and minds. It'll mess you up. Forgiveness, my brothers and sisters, is not for the next person. It is for you and it is for me, so that we can have peace, so that we not harbor hatred in our heart. Forgiving is something we need to practice daily so that it becomes a part of us. We need to love, hallelujah, like Christ. We need to walk like Christ. We need to be like Christ. We need to talk like Christ. And most importantly, we need to live like Christ. Today, my brothers and my sisters, a heart that forgives is a heart that lives. And not just lives to just get by, but it's a heart that lives in the abundant, totally free from pain of the past. It is a heart that lets go, that is the heart that will know much freedom. Anybody want to be free out there today? I know I do. So we have to be willing to let it go. We have to know that we need to let go of past hurts and grievances. It's been holding you back. We don't want it or need it anymore. If it's been holding you back, if it's been keeping you down, you need to let it go. You need to say, "Here I am, Jesus." You need to know that God is speaking to you through his son, Jesus, today. Do you need him today to speak to your heart? We know that we are all human. We all have feelings, but we have to know how to release that to God so that he can take those things that hold us in the natural into the spiritual realm. Do you need him to do that for you today? I know that I do. Do you need to let some things go? Do you have a person that has ever spoken ill against you? A person that has wronged you? Every person, hallelujah, knows that they've got someone who's hurt them some form or in some fashion. Give it to the Lord today. It's a new day and a new year and a new opportunity for each of us. Forgiving doesn't mean you accept or forget their behavior or trust them. It just means you choose to let it go and move forward. You choose to move on and ahead with your life. So my brothers and my sisters, I say today, keep it moving. I have a special message for you by Kevin LaVar, A Heart That Forgives. I also want to give a shout out to our producer, a special shout out to our producer, Pastor Kevin T. Scott.
With compassion, just like yours above, one that overcomes evil with goodness and love, like it never happened. Never holding a grudge, want a heart that forgives and lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is within, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ, want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Wanna love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still wanna love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak I'm bound into anyone just like your son. I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves
a heart that forgives
even my enemies. I want to love like and be like and just like and did. I want to walk like and talk like just like you did. Want to be like and live like just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is the heart that will live totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is the heart that will know so much freedom.
Okay, Lord.
Lord, I want to let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back. And I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go. Every person that's ever hurt me, God, I let it go. Every single hurt, God, I let it go. Every single pain, God, I let it go.
Yes, Lord.
I let it go. I let it go. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have it. You can have it now. You can have it now. Cause I don't want.
Yes, Lord. I want to give a couple of shout outs to some of my brothers and sisters. Minister Billy, Brother John, Mother Miriam, and Mother Bryant. The word in the book of Luke, the 6th chapter, the 27th and 28th verse, teaches us all how to deal with our enemies. Something is missing when we say we forgive those who have hurt or offended us, and then we go no further. Let me share with you something that I have learned, and I'm still learning the lesson even today. I once asked the Lord this question: Father, why is it that people come to our meetings, to our churches, to our prayer vigilances? We pray for the ability to forgive, and yet in just a short time, they are right back again, still having the same problems with being bitter, angry, and offended, and asking for help. The first thing the Lord told me is that these types of people are not doing what he instructs in the word. You see, though God tells us in his word to forgive others, he does not stop there. He goes on to instruct us to bless them. In this context, the word bless means to speak well of. So one of our problems is that even though we pray and try to forgive those who offend us, we turn right around and curse them with our tongues, or we rehash the offense again and again with others. This will not work. To work through the process of forgiveness and enjoy the peace we seek, We must do what God tells us to do. See, my brothers and my sisters, it is not only to forgive, but also to bless. One reason we find it so hard to pray for those who hurt us and mistreat us is that we tend to think we are asking God to bless them physically or materially. The truth is that we are not praying for them to make more money or to have more possessions. We are praying for them to be blessed spiritually. What we are doing is asking God to bring them truth and revelation about their attitude and behavior so they will be willing to repent and be free from their sins. It's not, you see, merely enough to say we forgive others. We also need to be careful not to curse them or speak evil of them, even if we think they deserve it. Instead, my brothers and my sisters, we must do as Jesus did and pray for them, bless them, and to speak well of them. Why? Because by doing so, we bless not only them, but ourselves too. We don't want to be haters. Because see, when we're haters, hating those who hurt you or hurt us is like taking poison and hoping your enemy will die. Obviously, anyone who did that would only be hurting himself. So why spend our lives angry with people who probably do not even know or do not even care that we are angry? These people are thoroughly enjoying their lives while we are miserable. Release them, the Lord's saying today. Let the offense go, says the Lord. Drop it and have the same attitude toward them that Jesus had toward his enemies. By doing this, we will experience wonderful freedom, and God will show himself strong as our vindicator.
Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn. Yeah, we
don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Take me. Forgive others as God has forgiven us. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other just as God in Christ has forgiven you. That's out of the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 32nd verse. How do we forgive others as God has forgiven us? First of all, we are to forgive those who don't deserve to be forgiven. In our minds, most of us have people we are willing to forgive and people we are unwilling to forgive. In our minds, there are what we consider unforgivable sins. Thank God that's not in His mind. We are to forgive those who don't deserve to be forgiven. Secondly, we forgive others on the basis of grace, not works. We refuse to require somebody to earn our forgiveness. We, as believers, grant it as a gift, just as it was granted to us. Again, I thank you for joining with us today. We have come to you live from Ministry of Encouragement, and we ask that you continue to join us and come in and hear the word whenever God puts it on your heart. We are a ministry that is about encouraging others to be encouraged in the word of the Lord. Again, my name is Pastor Carrie D. Scott of Ministry of Encouragement, located here in the mountains of Ridgely, West Virginia. We thank our producer, Pastor Kevin T. Scott, who we are coming to live through KingScottRadioTV.com. If you would like to contact our ministry and be supportive in any way, or if you would like prayer, we are available for you to do that. You can contact us at 240-920-7493. Again, I am Pastor Carrie D. Scott. We thank you for joining us today. Again, contact us if you need to at 240-920-7493. May God's grace, may His anointing, may the peace that surrounds Him surround you. And until we meet together again, praise God. We thank you. Hallelujah.